This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How do we make this the Packers offense and us coming together to get us functioning at the highest possible level?
And a lot of times when you have a coaching change, you have to go through the struggles of, you know, learning and starting over almost. But I think what Brian has done with our roster and the guys that we have coming back, I think, you know, we have a chance to compete. And again, we're in a good spot too because nobody's talking about us.
The NFC Championship game is today.
On to San Francisco.
It's the Packers and the San Francisco 49ers. It's time to talk about it with you. It's the Fans Green and Gold pregame show with Bart Winkler and Ryan Horvath.
And as most of you do, we've got our eyes on the AFC Championship game where really those that are watching are just praying against a backdoor cover at this point, I think.
I'm going to get hosed here. I told you it's happening. 35-31 will be the final of this game.
35-24 right
now. In fact, I could actually bet that. So
2 minutes to go. I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, Mayor Mitch with us. Bill Michaels, he'll be on the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show with Gary Ellerson immediately after this one. Bill, we're about 40 minutes away, as you would expect. Horvath and I have convinced ourselves. I mean, he's wearing the Rodgers jersey. I've got the Packers sweatpants. We've talked ourselves into a Packers victory. You going to go there with us, or are you looking at this for the more rational eye?
I'm saying it's going to be close. If I had to put money on it, I'm not picking the Packers. I think we were excited, and rightfully so. But there's still a 30-point win that happened earlier this year, 7 weeks ago, and it's no coincidence that they did it, and they beat them up in the second half of this ball game. I think there's things that have to happen. The Packers can't turn the ball over. They need to get at least one turnover in this game.
Yeah,
21 to 25 touches for Aaron Jones and about 115 yards total. I think Davante Adams needs about 60 to 70 yards, probably six catches and maybe a touchdown or two. And then that's the way they win. Otherwise, if that doesn't happen, and watch the third down conversion percentage. If they can't get off the field on third down, Kittle and company are going to kill them. By the way, what's your spread over there, Ryan?
7.5. I got it at 8. I took the money line. I took the Packers to win. Plus 290.
No. I'm talking about on this game, the Kansas City game.
Oh, on this game. I bought it down, so I got the Chiefs minus 6.
Well, don't forget, if Tennessee scores, they're going for two. So it's either going to be 30 or 32, because they want to try to get it to where it's only a field goal away from tying the game up.
Yeah, I have bad luck in these type of situations. Yeah. I always get backdoored, and that's the problem with the NFL and just professional sports just in general. I mean, the other night I had the Bucks on the money line, and they were up like 30 at one point. So it's just, I always get hosed at the end of these games. Why you shouldn't gamble, kids.
Well, okay, so I don't look at that first game between them with too much stock. And maybe I don't want to, but you had Brian Bulaga, who got hurt right away, and then they fumbled right away on that first drive, and it just steamrolled out of control. You got to think
right.
That
that's why I think it's going to be close.
Yeah, as long as you just hang on to the football, because I don't think really we saw anything in that game outside the Niners are well coached and they've got talent. We know that though. We don't know what the Packers might look like in this.
Well, some things that still ring true to me. One is the defense played their asses off for 2.5 quarters of that game, because the Packers offensively put them in some terrible positions, and finally it's just the dam broke because the time of possession was so lopsided. And then the second thing is, remember after that ball game, Matt LaFleur came out and said, we never got into our game plan. We ran two plays out of our game plan, and that was it. So to me, you know, if they stick to their game plan and actually do what it is they're setting out to do, stick with the first 15 or 20 scripted the way they've been pretty successful, and can either get a lead or keep this thing close early on and actually have some success offensively, that's going to bode well for confidence in what it is they're able to do. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, obviously, I think the more talented team is the 49ers, but it doesn't mean the Packers can't get a couple of turnovers. Garoppolo can't feel the moment. All of a sudden, he starts looking across the field, seeing Rodgers going toe-to-toe with him, feeling that he has to outplay Rodgers. And Rodgers, boy, they gave him some bulletin board material the other day. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Where they were talking, they were interviewing and asking about elite quarterbacks, and that guy said that's BS.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is not elite. Whoever's telling you that is a liar.
Yeah.
Believe me, he's heard that. So my assumption is if Aaron Rodgers has got it in him, he's going to come out and have a whale of a game.
You know what concerns me the most, and I want to get your take on this, Bill, is we keep saying we got to get the ball to Aaron Jones, which I completely agree. But if you go back, he didn't catch a pass against the Niners in that loss week 12, and he only averaged 2.9 per pop per carry. If they do find a way to shut down Devontae Adams, even if you are moving him around, and you do find a way to shut down Aaron Jones, who else could step up on this team? Like who?
I think first and foremost, you got to look at Jamal Williams because this is a good front four. They don't have to blitz anybody. They can just beat you up. And Jamal Williams is a guy that can at least go north-south on you and can end up, you know, just plowing through for a few yards. But that's why I said Devontae Adams, at least six catches, maybe 60 yards.
Yeah.
Because you need Marquez Valdes-Scantling and you need, you know, Irvin. You know, who could be an unsung hero.
And that's what the Niners did against Devontae last time is they said, you're going to get your catches,
remember,
but you're not going anywhere.
Right, but this was his first game back after turf toe, too. Mm-hmm. So they were force-feeding him the football. I think Irvin, I think Lazard, I think everybody has to play extremely well. And then, obviously, you had a little bit of a scare because even though he's out in the field in warm-ups, J.K. Scott, their punter, has been apparently very sick on the sidelines. And he's got a little touch of that flu. So, you know, that's still lingering, but for the most part, you're coming into this thing as healthy as you've ever been. And they activated Raven Green, which means now they've got a little bit more depth back there and a guy that's willing to throw his head in there and tackle a little bit. He could be a guy that ends up covering Kittle before it's all said and done.
Bill, I just think back to the NFC Championship game.
Which one?
In Seattle.
Oh, the one.
Because Bill's going to the Super Bowl, and he's going to do a week of shows there. And if the Packers go to the Super Bowl, it's awesome. Your shows are awesome.
Because it's going to be a rematch of Super Bowl I if they go. I mean, and you talk about two storied fan bases.
But the week that they lost to Seattle, it was depressing listening to your show.
You know what it is?
Because you just had all these great NFL voices telling us why the Packers lost that game.
I look at it this way. This week would be depressing because they were close and because they were healthy. And the things that you have to do, you have to be good, you have to be hot, you have to be healthy, and you got to get lucky. So all of that has to play into this. But there, to me, I've told everybody that I've seen today, enjoy it. They're playing with house money. Nobody picked this.
I just don't. They're here. They got to win.
You get this close, you want to win, especially being this healthy. The first time you've been this kind of healthy in over a decade.
Tannehill's down.
Yeah. Sorry.
I hear money groans. Yeah. I hear money groans. So, you know, I look at this game and I think, you know, I'm going to obviously live and die with what goes on in the field when it comes to, you know, your angst as a fan. But I'm stepping back and looking at it as a whole going, this was not supposed to happen. They're doing it with one real, true, good wideout. They're doing it with the emergence of a run game. Really no tight end that's going to give you any kind of a threat. And they still have a hole in the middle of their defense. You know. But, oh, by the way, they found themselves in an NFC Championship game because they were just good enough to win ugly games. And that's what good teams do.
How do you guys think they protect Aaron Rodgers today? Because we keep talking about the injuries on the Packers side of the ball, which was mainly just Brian Bulaga leaving that game. But I do worry about that pass rush. Not only guys like Nick Bosa, but just the way that they rotate their pass rushers. And now no Danny Vitale in this ball game. So Sternberger was really good, obviously, last week. But how do you think they protect Aaron Rodgers in this game?
I think you're going to see a lot of Mercedes Lewis.
I think so, too.
I think you're going to see Mercedes Lewis. You're going to see a lot of Aaron Jones in behind. And what I don't want to see is constant Aaron Rodgers in shotgun. I think he's a much better play faker when he can move, when he can roll out one way or the other, when he can fool defenses and freeze them for a second or two. But I think the way you get rid of this pass rush is you get rid of the damn ball.
Yeah.
If you're going to sit back there and run around and pat it and pat it and pat it and pat it and look for Devontae to get open, you might as well just not even play the game because Aaron Rodgers will screw this team before they even get out of the chute. But if he ends up getting rid of the football, get it to Marquez, get it to Mercedes, move the sticks. You know, keep the ball and move the sticks. That's the way you grind on this team. And as we had talked about Kansas City, you feel good now, Ryan?
I do.
Kansas City, 35-24. They are now off to Miami for Super Bowl 54. Andy Reid is going back.
I feel good because I am a big Andy Reid fan. I do like Patrick Mahomes a lot. Not the biggest Tyreek Hill fan, but I want to see Andy Reid coach in the Super Bowl. So I am happy. Also,
Patrick Mahomes is carrying the Bill Michaels juice with him, too.
Yeah.
You know that story, right?
He was on your show, and told him he was going to be the starting quarterback.
He sat down. Lee Steinberg, his agent, brought him over to us right after in his rookie season. He sat down with us, And my phone buzzed, and I heard somebody behind me go, "Oh, Mahomes." And so I looked at the headline. It said, "Breaking news, Alex Smith has been traded." And so I handed my phone to him, and I went, "You're the starting quarterback." And he, like, teared up.
That's awesome.
He's like, "Oh, my God, they really do believe in me." And then we had an interview right after that.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
So, I replayed the hell out of that this week on your show.
We had a good one on that. Yeah.
Also, what I like is that I told you this all day, Bart. There's going to be one favorite that wins today, and there's going to be one dog. The Chiefs were favored by 7. They win, and they cover the spread. You know what that means. The Packers are at least keeping this thing close. I'm not saying there's a conspiracy, but there's a reason why in Las Vegas there's a Caesar's Palace and there's castles and there's bums living on the street in Las Vegas that lost all their money.
I think Sinatra's still alive pulling the strings.
There's no way two favorites are winning or else gambling would be easy and we'd all be rich and I probably wouldn't be sitting here because I'd be on a yacht somewhere.
Unit, you'll be on the postgame show, 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show. We look forward to that.
Here's something to think about. The team that loses their conference championship does not make it back to the postseason in a very high percentage. So as you're watching Tennessee, you have to pick one, the loser of the NFC championship game or Tennessee not to return to the postseason
next
year.
I'd like Tennessee to make it back, though.
But who's going to be their quarterback next year? Are they going to pay Tannehill?
He just made himself a lot of money this season. But think about that for a minute.
The projected to pay Tannehill is like $30 million.
The thing is, though, and Nick Foles, I guess, is a different example because he had a solid season. But, I mean, he wasn't the starter. He just took over again then after the Super Bowl year. But, like, look at these guys that do earn themselves the money, like Ryan Fitzpatrick every year. These old guys that play out of their mind on a contract year. I don't know. I could see Ryan Tannehill being very bad next year because you're not going to get 200 yards every single game from Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry carried this team. And eventually he was going to run out of gas. A lot of
spooky stuff to think about going into next season if this game doesn't turn out well for the Packers.
And that's why I think they need to win this. And I agree they're playing with house money. None of us really expected them to be in this position, but it's so tough to get back. And I remember TJ Lang or it was Josh Sitton, one of them saying that after Seattle, it's just so hard to win NFL football games and be in this position.
There you go.
I think Bill's show would be, this has got to be the easiest show you're ever going to do tonight, because either people are going to call in and go, yeah, or call in and go, no, just all that for 3 hours.
Tonight's shooting fish in a barrel. Yeah. It really is. It's kind of easy. You know what, though? If they win, it's easy the rest of the month.
Oh, yeah.
Because regardless of what
if
happens
they lose,
in the Super Bowl.
Barty's bitching about the Brewers on Friday.
I'm taking off.
Nobody wants that.
Well, think about the story that in this area has gone completely untouched, and that's been the baseball scandal. Because we've been so entrenched in the NFC Championship and the run for the Green Bay Packers, we have not even really got into the discussion and the relief of a lot of Brewers fans that MLB concluded its investigation and said, nope, nobody else is being investigated. There's no other teams involved. Because there was that rumor, that underlying allegation, the Brewers were a part of this. So we're glad, like, you know, happy fish laying on the beach at this point, that the Brewers aren't being investigated for anything.
Appreciate it, Bill. We'll be listening.
I'm here.
5 o'clock, Steakhouse, Green and Gold postgame show. Tonight, we're with you guys now, 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Got this tweet in here, at 105.7 FM, The Fan, from Lammy Leap. Says, just wondering, how badly do you think the NFL offices want a Kansas City Green Bay Super Bowl in the 100th season? You know, the league might want to play puppet master today, the Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs in the first Super Bowl, as we all know. And it is the league's 100th season. It's a nice storyline. You've also got Rodgers and Mahomes as the State Farm dude. So they would have a field day with that. But I think it's all about just trying to find the best team that is matched up on the field today, whether that's the Green Bay Packers or the San Francisco 49ers. And if you believe in stuff like that, a Chiefs win does make you feel a little bit better. The Chiefs going to the Super Bowl for the first time since 1969. I just have this weird feeling that this is going to be a good day, and I don't want to listen back to this if it's not, but I just there's a little different feel to this than there was in 14 and even maybe 16. It just everybody's doubting the Packers. Nobody wants to give them a shot. You know, everybody thinks the favorites are going to rule the day, and Chiefs-Niners would be a very fine Super Bowl as a fan. I mean, the NFL's not going to complain if it's Chiefs-Niners in the Super Bowl, two of your more prestigious franchises.
Yeah, and who everybody thinks are the two best teams. So either way, you're going to get a good Super Bowl, but I want Rodgers and Mahomes. I really do. Just think about the star power, not only just the State Farm stuff, but just, you know, the original Super Bowl. It's year 100. Everything is just working out just the way that we kind of expected. And, man, Andy Reid against the Packers, just the storylines. It would give us so much to talk about for the next 2 weeks. I'm starting to get really excited right now. I just got a tweet from Brandon and over at 105.7 FM, The Fan. You guys could do the same thing. And he said, talk me through the nervous pukes right now. And I just said, we're going to Miami. We got one favorite that won already. Now we need a dog to bark. I think we're going to get it. I'm super nervous, though. I want to just pace around.
Bill mentioned house money. I'm not saying house money. You are at this point.
Yeah.
You could say all the Brewers have house money in 2018. They're ahead of the rebuild. Mm-hmm. But now we look back, and that should have been the year they made the World Series. You're not playing with house money at this point. The Packers have got to this spot. Remember, they're a yard away from being the number one seed and having this game at their place. The Packers were a yard away in that Sunday night game from being the number one seed. And you're going to tell me a team that's a yard away from being the number one seed? You're the number two seed. Hell, you're the number two seed. You won 13 games.
You have an identical record with the team that everybody is predicting to just wallop on you.
And you're going to say house money? So, and Bill can have that take. He'll have his opportunity to share that more tonight. But I'm not going house money. This is a game that I'm not going to come on the air tomorrow and say if they lose, oh, well, we had a fun ride. Oh, we got this far. It's just going to be another one of these. I don't even want to put that out into the atmosphere.
Go Pack, go to the Super Bowl, who, when we did our band terms, he actually just tweeted in, the F you roast me for using house money, and now you agree they're playing with house money. So I think he got confused. No, we are saying that this
Bill
team
underscore
needs
Michaels
to win.
Bill underscore Michaels said house money. You could tweet him, Bill underscore Michaels. Some of the inactives, by the way, Raven Green, we would like to see him against George Kittle. He is inactive today, and also J.K. Scott is active. Danny Vitale, another inactive, the fullback, which means we may see more Sternberger in the backfield. But the one result we do know is that the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. Now, I do have the lines for you. If the Niners go to the Super Bowl and win today, the Chiefs will be a 2-point favorite. If the Packers win today, the Chiefs will be a 5.5-point favorite.
Okay.
So less than what the Niners are?
I like that. I like it. I mean, that was a close game the first time around without Patrick
Mahomes. So
they've got the
Chiefs favored ahead of the Niners, but the Chiefs is a smaller favorite than what the Niners are today against the Packers.
The Packers have got no respect whatsoever from Las Vegas this year, regardless if they're at home, on the road.
I saw it as high as 8 in some spots.
Go back to that game when the Raiders came to town. The Packers were only favored by 4.5 points in that game.
Wasn't Packers-Redskins like a 9-point favorite?
Yeah, they don't get any respect.
Is that what we think we're going to be in store for today? Packers-Redskins type of game with the Packers being the Redskins and the Niners being the Packers?
Maybe.
I mean, you got to give the Packers. They're in the NFC Championship game, for goodness sake.
They have identical records. That's why
earned a bye to get there.
They're 14-3. The Niners are 14-3.
What if the Niners lost that last game, came in as a 5 seed, then came through the playoffs, got to Lambeau Field?
They'd be 3-point dogs.
So then what's the difference?
Actually, I don't know. It'd probably be a pick 'em, if anything. I think the Niners would actually still be favored at Lambeau Field.
I don't think the home location has much to do with it.
I don't think so either.
And yeah, okay, maybe it's a little colder, but Jimmy Garoppolo's from Illinois.
Right.
I mean, a lot of these guys have played in the cold.
Right.
It's not like their offenses are dependent on weather. It's not like you're taking a dome team and bringing them up north, or taking a team that's known for their speed. I mean, does the fact that it snowed yesterday slow down Deebo Samuel on a field that's going to be prepared for at Lambeau? Not really.
No.
And that's why this Niners team, the home and away, I think you're going to get the same kind of game in San Fran today as you would have if they played in Green Bay. I just don't think the home and road has much to do with it. In fact, you could argue that, because guys aren't going to have to worry, it could make them better. Maybe injuries or sprains or things getting tight aren't going to be into effect because the team is at home. So that will be something to watch for. We'll be with you until kickoff. 414-799-1250. It is the Green and Gold pregame show here on The Fan.
The NFC Championship game is today.
On to San Francisco.
It's the Packers and the San Francisco 49ers. It's The Fan's Green and Gold pregame show with Bart Winkler and Ryan Horvath. Call the guys now to make your predictions for the game at 414-799-1250.
We always try to have that underdog approach regardless of what others think. We don't listen to the outside noise or focus on what other people say.
No,
we always know what we got to do. We got to go in there, and we got to work hard, and we got to play our game. We got to play physical and fast, and we got to go out there and play together. And that's what's got us this far. And, that's what will, you know, continue to get us far in the future.
Preston Smith with Za'Darius Smith as the hype man behind him, talking about the fact that that point when they were interviewed, 7.5 was the spread, and that's about what it is right now. And whether you gamble or not, you know, I know we talk a lot about gambling, and some people still yet to know what a money line is. Just know that
you just got to win.
Just know when we talk about it, Chuck Freeman does it the wrong way, no matter how hard he tries to defend himself. I'm Bart Winkler. Hey, Freems. That's Ryan Horvath, Mitch Ross in here, the mayor as well. Predictions real quick, final predictions. I will go 20. I know I've given a bunch of different ones, but I like the Packers around 27-22. I do think they win this football game. Maybe after the first 5 minutes, something happens where it's like you can tell they're going to lose.
Yeah.
But as long as that first quarter doesn't get out of hand like it did in November, I like the Packers to win this football game.
You know, originally I predicted 27-24, but I could see it actually being a low-scoring game. I think I could see this being 21-17. I have no idea what we're going to see. I think the Packers realistically win this game. I think they have a realistic shot, but I don't know. It could be a high-scoring game where both teams are trading points, or it could be a defensive battle. I'll stick with my original prediction, I guess, actually. I'll go 27-24.
Mayor?
Also, as you talk gambling real quick, I thought I took two Travis Kelce props that I was going to lose. I never hit send. I'm up $500. All right, go on.
You put $250 on those each?
No. That's what I won from I have the Chiefs.
Oh.
And it carried over. Now I have this teaser, but I thought I lost like $200. I had $100 on each, I thought, but I never hit send. So I won a bunch of money.
What do you got, prediction?
I'm starting to get pumped. We got the game on now here in the studio.
Sometimes when you see the game,
and butterflies.
That's when you can tell. And when you see the game, you're like, oh, okay, I see the Niners winning. I'll tell you what I like. It seems like, I don't think it's raining there, but I've been watching a lot of the 97. They had it on the bowling alley. We were bowling for a work party the other day. And the crowd was like all a bunch of different yellow and green jackets, not because of Packer fans, but because of the rain. And the crowd kind of looks like that with the Packer fans that are there. I don't know if looking at this gives me any indication who I like better. Seeing the picture, seeing George Kittle.
Oh, yikes. He scares the hell out of me, though.
But Travis Kelce just had 3 for 30 in that last game.
Most in NFL history among tight ends. 2,945 receiving yards through 3 seasons. Yikes.
So, Mitch, where you at?
I hate to do it, but I think I'm going to go Niners 23, Packers 16. I think the Packers are in a bit of a house money spot. Nobody expected them to be here, and here they are.
Well, so we got a house money guy.
We got a house money guy right here.
Send your complaints to Mitch Ross.
And I think Bill summed it up in the last segment pretty well that was a 30-point victory for the Niners last time. I just don't see them making up 30 points.
What if that game never happened? Do we think differently about this game?
I think I feel better because they did get beat. That
yes.
they have the opportunity to make adjustments and everything. I think they closed the gap. I just don't know if they have enough.
They got beat.
Do cover.
Do you see the clock they're showing? They are showing the clock in the stadium. It says 14:05, 14:04. It's counting down. We're almost here to kick off.
I'm going to put another $100 at them.
Oh God, I'm going to put. Oh geez, honey, you like that wedding ring? We're doubling it, baby. Oh, I love the Packers so much. 799-1250. We can grab your calls here before kickoff.
Jay Glazer's reporting that it's the first time in 2 weeks that nobody's had the flu, but J.K. Scott does have the flu. Also, George Kittle sprained his ankle last week. Not full speed until Friday. That's what we like to hear. Love Jay Glazer. Always giving you those inside details. Man, I'm starting to get really excited and a little nervous.
Jim's in Chicago. Jim, what's up?
Oh, my gosh, guys. I don't know. I have an odd calmness about me right now. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I've had too much drink this afternoon or what the deal is. But, I've watched every press conference this week. There's a quiet confidence about our team.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to seeing how it plays out in the field. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people are really underestimating the Packers. So I've got a good feeling about this one.
Jim, what's your score?
I'm going to say Packers 35, Niners 17.
Oh, God, man, I will be partying tonight, though.
Oh, my God. You want to see what the Fox guys take? We'll see what the Fox guys take.
They're all going Niners, and that's what I want.
All the CBS guys went Niners.
I hope Tony Dungy, wherever he is right now, is going Niners, because he is atrocious at picking.
Jimmy's going Niners. Strahan's going Niners. Howie will go Niners. Terry's going to go Packers.
Somebody's going to have to go against the rest of the field.
It's just so safe to take the Niners. Who cares? What? What if that game never happened?
Well, I laugh at these guys that are on Twitter right now. Like, my predictions today will be the Chiefs and the Niners. Way to go out on a limb, buddy.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, no kidding. All right, Terry, give me the Packers. Give me the Packers, Terry.
He ain't going to do it. He's going to go Niners.
Terry!
He's going Niners. I'll give you minus 150 odds.
Come on. Terry! 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 Terry!
We gotta get Terry Bradshaw jerseys if they win this game.
Oh, I told you he's going Packers, baby. All right, we'll wrap things up. We are 12 minutes away from kickoff. It is the Green and Gold postgame show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.